坐。
Seated.
奉主圣名，我们开始来学习哈。
In name of Jesus Christ, we shall continue our lesson.
Quiz. 抽考一下哈。
It's going to be a test.
因为我发觉到哈，如果抽考的时候会强迫一个人记一个东西的哈。来，我们请那个，来谁回答一下那个结构哈 ？Structure 第一点是什么？
What is the structure? What is the first point?
哥林多后书的结构第一点是什么？
The structure of Second Corinthians.
计划改变原因，对不对？那是从第一章到第几章？那中间谈什么？Post ministry, right? 我们所以我们已经谈完了第一章跟第七章有关于计划改变的原因。
We have talked about chapter 1 and 7, the reason of the change of the schedule.
跟改变的结果。
And also the result of changing the schedule.
那我们要从第一章到第一章当中呢，有关 post ministry， 把它抽出来看啊。
And we want to take out the point for post ministry.
我们看下一个 slide.
Next slide.
好，我们总共有一二三四五六七八九九个 ministry。
There's nine ministries.
时间一定不够用了，对不对哈？我们就谈多少算多少了哈。我们现在谈第一个 ministry， 就是有关 ministry 方面呢，是他在这个 ministry 啊，在这个宣道旅程当中呢，他的受苦跟他的安慰。
First one, we'll talk about the suffering and comfort of the ministry.
这是记载在第一章里面。
It's recorded in chapter one.
我们看第一章。
Let's look at chapter one.
主要是从第一章的第一节到第一章的第一章的第三节到第一章的十一节。
From verse 3 to verse 11.
我们先来谈受苦好了哈。
Let's talk about suffering first.
我们先读第一章的第四节。
Let's look at chapter 1 verse 4.
一章四节。
Chapter 1 verse 4.
李坚，请你读。这么提到说，我们有一切的，在一切的患难中呢。
He said that in all our afflictions.
那个前面讲哦，神是我看还是李娟请读第三节，对不起，我还是要讲一下比较好。好，你看哦，有个字眼叫各样安慰的神，对不对？
He said that the consolation, all the consolations from God.
一切的患难，就是患难有很多不同种的，有各形各式的，各样的患难。
There's so many different afflictions.
一切的安慰就是，各样的患难有一切。我要强调，这是 verse all verse all， 有各样的患难，但是也有一切的安慰。All kinds of suffering, but all kinds of what comfort.对不对？所以我们要知道说，我们人生的患难哦，是很多的了，不同的了。
And so we have a lot of suffering in this life.
光哥林多后书啊，你做作业啊，保罗有多少患难呢？
And when you do the lesson, suffering that Paul he suffered with?
所以做了这个作业。Who did this homework already? Raise your hand. 你举手，我就请你讲喽。谁没有做这个作业啊？叫没有做的来讲好了。Who did not do this homework？ 曾国瑞弟兄，来，你读哥林多后书，保罗有什么样的患难？我知道你一定知道答案。你没有做、啊，猜随便猜了，他的患难有什么？有没有找到？谁要拔刀相助一下？他找到了。谁 ？Tracy。谁举手？ Okay. Could you please speak louder? Five different suffering. You find out five different suffering. Can you name one of them? Almost near death, right? Oh, thank you. 他的经历当中呢，几乎有死亡的过程啊。所以你看到保罗他的患难是有一般的患难，有特别的患难，还有。
So there's general suffering and also very specific suffering. The suffering almost lead to death.
我们来念第九啊，第十一章。Let's read chapter 11. 11这边有下监牢，受鞭打。11:23，including verse 23，imprisoned, have been beaten up. 那有这个船坏掉了，and
the shipwreck，
有路上的危险，and
also the danger in the road，
有盗劫的危险，the
danger of the theft，
同族的危险，and
with the common our own people，所以在路上的患难都是不同形态的，and so all different kind of suffering。
有一个故事这样讲啊，他说有一个人他孩子死掉了哈，
this story said that when a person whose son is already dead。
那他很伤心
，and so he was very sad.
后来呀，他就一直祷告神了。and
so he prayed to the Lord.
天使就跟他出现。and
angel appeared to him.
天使就跟他讲说，我会让你孩子复活了。and
angel said that I will raise up your son from death.
如果你在人间找到一个圆呐，正圆，不是，就是在大自然当中可以找到一个正圆哦，在地上可以找到一个正圆哦，在人间的物。 那么我就让你的孩子复活。Angel
said that
perfect circle.
If we can find perfect circles, then I'll raise up your son from dead.
来，请你们来帮他找一找人世间的物件有没有一个 perfect circle.
And let's try to find for him the perfect circle in this world.
月亮不算哦，月亮也有缺的时候，对不对？也不在人间哦。铜币是人做的。 哎，我说大自然当中神创造的有没有 perfect circle？
The coin is not included because it's a human hands made, but from the universe.
如果你找到，告诉我了哈。
If you find the answer, please tell me.
那你找石头，石头好像找不到 perfect circle 的。
You can find the perfect circle in the stone.
找木头，你找什么？
The wood. What you gonna find?
真的，人间没有十全十美的啦。
That means that there's no any perfection in this world.
真的，人间，他就是让这个大自然就告诉你，没有一个正缘，这个正缘都是人做出来，想象要有，希望有一个正缘，以望人有阴晴嘛，月有阴晴圆缺，人有旦夕祸福，此事古难全嘛，对不对？And
so you cannot find any perfection. All the perfection is come up from a imagination.
所以我们就知道说，这个我们跟保罗如果是一样的话，你就会知道人世间。 患难是没有办法避免的。And
so we are the same as Paul. We cannot avoid the suffer.
哎，不是这个 slide 啊，请你下一个 slide。再下一个 slide。Okay， 我们是讲这个 slide 啊。受苦是没有办法避免的。And
the suffering is unavoidable.
我们来读第一章的第五节。Let's
read chapter 1 verse 5.
第一章第五节。Chapter
1 verse 5.
李弟兄，请你读。我们既都受基督的苦，就靠基督多得安慰。我们受苦呢，就靠基督多得安慰。请你读，罗马书5:3。
And Romans chapter 5 verse 3.
Romans
chapter 5 verse 3.
患难生忍耐， 对不对？我们就谈这一点。所以其实圣经上跟我们讲，我们遇到困难不是离开困难，而是在困难当中要忍耐。
And so that we can avoid the suffering, but we find the endurance through the suffering.
我们人有一个想法，就是啊，这个困难来了，我能闪就闪了。
Human nature tried to avoid the suffering.
但是如果是从神要给你的哈，有时候神有个更深的意，就是说你可以忍耐吗？
But from God's perspective, God asks you that whether can you endure?
因为这个受苦是一个可能，如果是从神来的，应该是个包装的福气呀。
Because the suffering can be a disguised blessing from God.
所以我们听到谢长老讲，受苦等于是恩惠，对不对？
And so we can
just
suffering equal to the grace.
所以圣经上讲，受苦是以我有益的。
So suffering is good for us.
所以不是逃了，而是你要忍等主把你拿走，让你毕业。
And so you can avoid, you can run away, but you wait until that God give you the strength, you can graduate from it.
我们在座的有没有人养过蚕？
Anyone have the
养过蚕
a silk worm? Have any raised up the silk worm?
Ray, 你养过蚕？那如果蛹，你那个蛹那个蚕药出来的时候，你把它剪开，那会怎么样？会死掉，对不对？那个蚕出蛹，那个蛹啊，蛹嘛，对不对？那个蛹，如果你不让它受苦，它那个出那个蛹，那个蛹只有一个很小小的口，出那个蛹，你不让它受点苦，它生下来就不会飞嘛，对不对？
Before the butterfly come out from the cocoon, if you use a pair of scissors cut off the cocoon, then the butterfly will never be able to survive.
所以没有这个苦的过程，它就没有办法飞。
So without the process of suffering, and then there's no any the colorful results.
我们以前讲过一个小故事。
We talk about a small story.
所以有一只鸟它一直想，那时候它没有翅膀啊，你想说神啊，我不要这样在地上跳跳跳，我要到那个很远的地方去看世界。
The story said the bird without the wing, and the bird asked God to give him the wing so he can fly far away.
想不到他这样祷告之后呢，神给他一对翅膀啊。
And eventually God granted his answer.
那个翅膀很重呢，他开始不会用呢。神啊，我本来已经我要走很远，看很远，跳要看去看世界，怎么你给我一个翅膀？我怎么我更重啊？我根本没办法跳更远啊。
But the wind was too heavy, and so that the bird cannot even use it.
到最后，他终于学会怎么用的时候，他终于可以看外面的世界了。
And finally, when the bird can use the wind, then the bird can see the world.
所以受苦不是让你逃离，而是让你去忍耐。
And so the suffering would not let you avoid or run away, but rather that you produce endurance.
摩西如果没有40年的旷野磨练真的。他一带领以色列百姓，大概把每个人都杀了，真的。
Without the 40 years of suffering in the wilderness, Moses would not be able to lead the Israelites out of the land of Egypt.
我们说过，约瑟如果没有监狱的苦，他没有办法当宰相。
And Joseph, if he did not have been in jail for 3 years, then he would never become the prime minister in the land of Egypt.
我觉得你们这次 NATS 受苦有点少。
And I think that the members didn't have that much suffering in just NATS.
我们这个好像越来越快乐了。快乐当然是好事了。
Everyone is very happy.
有时候吃苦就是吃补。再来第三点呢，我们看到这一章跟我们讲呢，我们受苦当中呢就可以得到安慰，得到拯救。
And also during suffering, we have the comfort. We also finally we will be saved.
我们来读第一章第六节。
And let's read chapter 1, verse 6.
一章六节。
Chapter 1, verse 6.
得安慰，得拯救。来，第一章六节。你是Jack吗？第六节。
Verse six.
第六节有一个重点，就是我们受苦呢是可以得到安慰跟得到拯救的。
There's a key point in verse 6. When we're suffering, we can find the consolation.
你现在看为什么保罗一开始就要谈受苦跟安慰的问题
？And why Paul talk about the suffering and consolation?
为什么
？Why？
因为保罗写前面一封信哦，让大家受苦啊，保罗自己因为他没有回来，自己很苦，所以无论是哥林多教会跟保罗哦，这个关系啊，这个关系本身就一个很苦的关系啦。
Because the relationship between Paul and also Corinthian church, actually is not an easy process.
所以他一开始就谈到受苦跟安慰的事情。所以你看这一个这里谈到哦，这一章谈到有几次受苦跟安慰啊？我看。
And so how many times this chapter mentioned about the suffering and comfort?
Comfort 这个字眼哦，在一到七节里面呢，总共大概出现了七次哈、哦，三到七节提了七次。
From verse 3 to 7, it's mentioned about 10 times of the comfort.
所以我们谈这个受苦会有神的安慰。
And so we talk about suffering, but we would have comfort from God.
那神的安慰呢？他就介绍神，看上个 slide 好不好？神的安慰，你看怎么介绍神的？第三节开始介绍神跟安慰有关系啊。
We talk about the comforts.
他介绍第三节就是我们的神呢、啊。先下第三节哈。
Verse three.
那个不晓得，请再读。这里读的前面，请你读。所以他在形容神呢，他是我们主耶稣基督的父啊。
Here Paul describes Jesus Christ is the Father of the mercies.
那我们主耶稣基督的父是最慈悲的啊，因为神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给我们啊，这个不慈悲吗
？And we know we have a merciful Father because for God so loved the world, He gave us His own begotten Son.
所以他才说怜悯的父啊，哦。
And so He talked about the Father of mercies.
全然安慰的神。
And also God of all comforts.
所以我们就看到这个他在介绍神真的是会安慰人的。
And so he introduced to us the God, a God who can comfort us.
这保罗在宣道过程当中呢，常常体会到神的安慰。
And so in the whole process, he talked about this comfort from God.
所以他在《使徒行传》，我们来看一下，他这个时候已经逃亡过好几个站了哈、哦，他最后神呢、出面安慰他。
And he talked about this a lot of the.
他已经逃了好几个地方了，在宣道旅程当中啊。
In his ministry, at the trip of ministry, he went through a lot of places.
我们看《使徒行传》十八章的第十节、十一节。
Look at Acts chapter 18.
八章十节、十一节。
10 and 11.
八章十节、十一节。
Chapter 8, verse 10 and 11.
王正伟弟兄，请你八章十节、十一节，十八章。
Chapter 18, verse 10 and 11. Verse 9.
不要闭口。来，请继续念。神在异象当中安慰保罗啊，叫他不要害怕。
And through the vision, God comforted the poor and said, "Do not be afraid."
So, 神真的是一个会安慰人的人哦，安慰人的神
啊。God is the one He knows how to comfort a person.
我们在座的曾经经历过神安慰的，请举手；或是出生安慰你的，请举手；或是
raise up your hand,
各种方式安慰你的，请举手。
If you went through the comfort of the Lord in your suffering,
我想很多啊，
哈。I think there's many of you.
那我自己做几个见证，我们这个神真的是会安慰人的神。
And I want to share my personal testimony that God is the one who comforts us.
第一个见证就是我那个祖母哈，以前我祖母的名字叫婉啊婉啊哈，婉啊，怨恨的怨。
My grand.
她的名字叫怨。
My grandmother, her name is Yan.
我祖母的名字了。不晓得生下来他爸爸妈妈有多少怨恨，不知道。
We don't know how much complaint my grandma's parents has.
他跟我小时候跟我讲说有他信耶稣之后，有些事情哦，让他心头很重。
Because I heard she say that once she converted believe the Lord, she suffered a lot.
然后晚上啊，快要天亮的时候。
And so she wait until the daybreak.
她没有办法睡觉。
She couldn't fall asleep.
然后在窗户的旁边有个声音叫她的名字。
But there's a voice from the side of the window and call her.
然后晚了，你为什么烦恼？And
call her name and say why you are so trouble-hearted and worried.
声音好慈爱，我听到那个声音，她整个身上的石头就这样掉下来。
And the voice was so comforting, and so she dropped in tears.
小时候就听到祖母讲这样的一个故事。
And so I heard about this story when I was a child.
我自己在 生命当中呢，也多次体会到神的安慰。
In my life career, I experienced several times the comfort from the Lord.
真的，我们的神是一个很慈爱的神。
Indeed, our God is a merciful Father.
有时候那些安慰是肉体上的安慰，有时候是心灵上的安慰。
Sometimes the comfort is the physical, sometimes it's spiritual.
有时候你想不到说主耶稣怎么对我这么好，有时候会想说，哎呀，主耶稣怎么那么好？
And I think about why the Lord treat me so kindly.
有一次我在 非洲工作一个月。
One time I was working in Africa.
那要回家实在是很累啊，身心很疲惫。
I was so exhausted when I on my way to return home.
那坐在那个经济舱里面呢，旁边啊，要就是怎么那么凑巧，旁边又遇到一个妇人抱一个孩子坐在我旁边呢。
I went to a kind of the small restaurant, and it happened.
不是，坐在飞机上。
I was on the plane, and next to me, there's a woman carrying a baby.
想说哇，糟糕了，从 Accra 到 London 这么远哦，快要10个小时，那又一个旁边有个 baby， 那我这个我又这么累，那想睡，这个怎么睡呢？实在是怎么办呢？
And I feel very discomfortable because I was so exhausted, I need to take a rest. But then, how can I be rested?
啊，算了，没办法了，反正遇到了就忍耐喽。
This is what I have, so I have endured.
但是没有想到，那个一个公务员突然过来说：“哎，你过来。”我说：“什么事？哎，你到前面去坐，前面什么地方？商务舱。”But
then the steward came and told me to go to the front seat.
我说：“哇，主耶稣怎么那么爱人哈？”And
so I discovered how the Lord treat me so nicely.
我不晓得为什么原因他 upgrade 我也不知道。
I couldn't understand the reason why I was summoned to the front seat.
这是肉体上体会到神的安慰。
And so physically, I received comfort from God.
心灵上也会。
And sometimes in your mind also.
我没有当传道以前呢，有段时间很忧伤。
Before I became a preacher, one period of time, I was very sad.
那段时间呢，跟教会的人有一些误会。
Because there's some kind of misunderstanding happened between myself and church member.
所以我每次到教会去啊，我都这个一下课我就坐在车子里面，不跟人家聊天了。
And so once the service closed, I would close myself in my car.
可是那段时间呢，体会到神的安慰。
But in that period of time, I also received the comfort from God.
突然之间呢，真的是教会有个声音在叫我的名字。
And because suddenly I heard the voice was calling on my name.
叫我那个人家不知道的那种中文的名字。
Call my Chinese name that no one knows.
所以一听到主耶稣那个呼声，你眼泪就掉下来了。
When you hear the tender voice of the calling of the Lord, your eye will drop into tears.
所以我们的神是安慰各样患难的人。
Because the God we have is the one who gives us comfort in all kinds of suffering.
更多后书谈到神安慰人，也谈到同工会安慰人。
Second Corinthians not only talk about comfort from God, also the comfort from the co-workers.
所以七章的第五节是提多带来好消息，安慰人的神送提多来。
Chapter 7, verse 5, there's a comfort from Titus, the co-worker.
所以我们每年呢，真耶稣教会有一个传道的退休会。
And so every year in our True Jesus Church, we have the full-time ministry retreat.
你知道为什么我们开始有传道的退休会吗？
Why we have the full-time minister retreat?
因为我们美国教会的传道人哦，大家都在一个，就是各处一方啦，跟其他的传道人没什么联络。
Because all the local ministers, they were localized in certain areas, so we don't have enough time to have a mutual encouragement. And we discovered that's the reason why some of the co-worker they left their post. And we understand the importance of the fellowship. We need more fellowship among us. Because sometimes you receive the comfort from your co-workers. This is arrangement of God. Not only comfort from co-worker, even among the believers, you can receive the comfort. Let's look at chapter 7.
七章十三.
The reason Paul received comfort because the repentance of the believers, therefore he was comforted.
所以, 弟兄姐妹真的可以彼此安慰。
And so among the believers, we can have comfort from each other.
那安慰除了从神、从同工、从信徒，也可以从圣经来。
Not only the comfort from God, a co-worker, or the members, even from the Bible reading.
我们来看, 罗马书15章第3节。
Let's look at Romans chapter 15, verse 13.
很多弟兄姐妹也有这样的体验的。
Because some of us have this kind of experience.
看圣经啊。
And sometimes through the Bible reading, God give us the comfort would move your heart, your eye to tears. And so we should read the Bible frequently. Romans chapter 15, verse 3.
第四节,
verse 4.
十五章第四节, 因圣经的忍耐跟安慰，所以圣经也可以安慰你哦。And
so the Bible reading and also give you the comfort.
所以我们看，刚刚我们现在就提到说，我们在患难当中可以得到安慰。And
so in our suffering, we should receive the comfort.
那在患难当中呢，哥林多后书第3跟我们讲啊，也可以得到拯救。And
also can find our salvation.
我们看哥林多后书1章。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter
1.
That through our suffering, we find our comfort and also our salvation. Let's look at chapter 1, verse 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10.
这个拯救有三个 tense 哦，是现在、过去、未来。过去、现在、未来。
Here says the rescue actually has three tense: past, present, and future.
所以我们真的在患难当中不要怕。
And so during the suffering, do not be afraid.
我们这个不怕哦，是从有时候是从过去的经验呐啊得到信心呐，所以你不怕未来的挑战。
Because due to the past experience, and it creates the faith in us, so we are ready to face the future challenge.
怕本身哦，是一个，应该是患难嘛。怕本身是一个，就是一个患难。怕本身就是一个，令人难承受的事情。
The fear itself is something unbearable.
实际上，你可以猜到有没有读过有人因为怕死的有没有？
Read the Bible that among those that they are afraid of death.
有没有人读到圣经发觉到有人怕死的？
Anyone read the Bible find out who is the one afraid of death?
怕很恐怖耶，会吓死人耶。
The fear itself is very fearful.
谁记得？啊？谁？以利亚。
Elijah afraid of Jezebel, and he asking God to put him to death.
我现在是说怕到真的死了。以利。 以利吓死了。以利听到小坏消息就一倒，然后就死掉了。
The old prophet E died. When he heard about the bad news, he fell and he died.
圣经上讲他向后倒就死掉了。
The Bible said that he fell on his back and he died.
我自己所读到的是拿巴哈，拿巴一听到他太太跟他讲大卫拿刀要杀你，他就一直的怕啊，身体僵硬如同石头一样。
The Bible
第十天就死了。
The Bible said Nabal heard about the news that David is going to kill him, and he was so scared he died in 10 days.
那我们在患难当中哦，我们这次听到谢长老很多美好的勉励，他说我们真的有盼望是不怕死的。
And we received lots of encouragement from Elder Shea. During our suffering, we don't have to be afraid of death.
真的病不会叫你死啊。
Because this kind of suffering did not lead us to death.
不是病叫人，这是神叫人死。
It's not the disease put us to death, but only God can put us to death.
所以真的有信心的人哦，你说南汇比较危险，派我去。你们有没有听过南汇很危险？
Have you heard about the danger in South Africa?
哦，最近听了一些报告，南汇很危险的。
I heard the news recently. It was very dangerous to go to South Africa.
真的听说他们那些很多抢劫，然后抢劫都抢华人的家庭，然后呢，这个。为了要让你说出你的钱在哪里啊
I heard about the news that they are specifically looking for the Chinese and they burglarize the whole family and even put you to death to find out where the place you find you put your money.
他们说烧热水灌耳朵。
Use boiling water to burn off your ear rub.
或者是、啊、用那个熨斗啊烫你的身体啊，你讲不讲？把密码讲出来。
And use the iron rod to go to burn your foot, whether you want to sell your money hiding or not.
所以有时候我们想说，哎，派你去哪里？派你去南辉，哇，开始发抖，哇，南辉有这种事情
呢。So as a minister, if we heard that we'll be sent to South Africa, I guess we'll be very fearful.
但是真的，我们不用怕哦。
But as a matter of fact, we don't have to be afraid.
因为生命在神手中。
Because of life is the hands of God.
如果神的时间不会到，你受苦当中会得到拯救。
Unless the time is due, otherwise in the process of suffering, you receive all the comfort.
在第一章里面呢，哥林多第一章对受苦有一个观念，就是说，你受了苦之后，你就可以去安慰那些曾经受过苦的人。
And also there's a concept in chapter 1. Here said that once you go through all the suffering, then you can learn how to comfort those who are in suffering. How come the Lord put us in suffering? Because he wants us to encourage those who are in the suffering.
在阿根廷我们有位执事啊，他我去的时候他一天到晚跟我讲一句话，他说我是快要下车的人了。
I went to Argentina and heard about one of the deacons. He said that I'm always the one almost want to get off the bus.
不晓得什么时候了，反正我知道我快下车了，因为他那个癌症处理过一段时间了哈。
He said that I'm almost ready to get off the bus because my cancer is terminal.
他就在见证啊，他受过这个苦啊，但是他从神那边得到平安的时候呢，他真的可以去安慰那些。他说有一个年轻人哦，看起来大概二三十岁吧。得到癌症，你看到他得到癌症，听到自己得到那个绝症哦，他那种不安、苍白、恐惧，哦，他的家人没有办法跟他安慰的啦。
This deacon shared a testimony because he suffered the cancer, and he met a young man in his 30 years, and also suffered with a cancer, and so this young man was in tremendous fear, and no one of the family member can comfort him.
爸爸妈妈讲一句话，他就跳起来的，
不是安慰的了。When the parents say a word, this young man would jump up.
但是，他一旦知道我们这个只是哈得到同样的病哦，但是看到他哎，怎么反应完全跟人家不一样呢？他讲的话他就听得进去了。
But this young man look at the results of this deacon, even suffered the same kind of cancer, but he can bear with it. And so when the deacon comfort him, he can listen.
所以哦，真的万事互相效力。
And so all the things work out together.
这是我们从第一章得到所得到的安慰跟受苦的，而是保罗在他的宣道旅程当中， 的一些经历。
And so this is what we learn from chapter 1, in Paul's experience, how he learned the comfort from his sufferings.
但我们也祈求主耶稣啊，让我们早点毕业。
And we pray to the Lord that we can graduate sooner.
但是我们要赶快学好那个课程啊。
But we better off to learn the lesson as soon as possible.
学好了，自然就毕业了啦。
Once we learn it, then we can graduate.
好，我们最后来唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
我们来祷告好了。
Let's pray.